Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. And we talk about it being a supernatural relationship because we already have a spiritual one. You are already one in Him and with Him in your spirit. So our real challenge is to develop a supernatural relationship, one that involves completely our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. Of course, our body is going to be affected by that. But rather than focusing on our body, we focus on our soul, and the body comes along after it. That's one of the reasons it's so important to be able to distinguish the characteristics of your individual soul, your temperament, your strengths, weaknesses, your flesh patterns, your coping mechanisms, because they so often and often unknowingly influence our beliefs, our perceptions, and our conclusions. We often wound ourselves because we don't know what our temperament is. We draw conclusions about ourselves and others when we fail to understand the role our soul plays now and is meant to play. So as we go through all these teachings, one of the things we're learning is to understand how our soul works and how our decisions and beliefs and actions are influenced by our soul, and the difference between when our soul is out of control and trying to control that life that we have, and when our soul is in submission to our spirit, which is where it was meant to be. It was created to be in submission to our spirit. And by doing that, it's in submission to God. Your soul is not who you are, but it's often the loudest voice that you hear and has the most influence, can give us the most comfort. And so in dealing with the soul, we face our greatest challenges. And one of those great challenges is in knowing God and making ourselves fully available to Him on His terms in whatever way He chooses. Because He's not interested in accommodating our flesh. He's not interested in our viewpoint or opinion about the way things should be or about the way we think He should be doing things. He's not under any obligation to accommodate your beliefs. Let me put it another way. Just because you believe something to be true doesn't mean it's true. Now, that may be a startling thought for some of us, because we think that, we all think what we believe, first of all, is what everybody believes, and second, that it's true. This is why so often when you challenge certain people's beliefs, you get a strong reaction. It's because basically you're challenging their control of their lives. Now we know that we are in process. We are changing our beliefs. We are changing our mind about who we are, who God is, and He is expanding our universe. He is expanding who we are simply so we can receive more and more of Him. He's not about the business of making us better or, shall we say, more like Him or an imitation of Him. Rather, He's all about, He is all about letting us find out who we are in Him and rise to that. He is not about us being like Him, but seeing that we are already in Him. And now, okay, how does that work? As we, over time, come into a closer acceptance, come into a greater embracing of our identity, of being in Him, we more and more recognize and realize by experience how much He loves us and what a giving person He is. We are so far from experiencing His nature just because it would overwhelm us. But He is making us able to experience Him, who He is now. We so often, this is one of our issues, is we put off till tomorrow knowing Him. And by doing that, when we do that, we deny ourselves the opportunity to know Him now. He's a really cool guy in the sense that wherever you're coming from, that's where He's at. He's already there. He's not trying to make you fit into His culture. He's not trying to change your approach to life as far as there's not a set culture that He is more favorable to. Whether we're talking geographically or history, He does not favor one culture over another instead, he says, come to me. He doesn't say, come to Western civilization or Eastern civilization or Asian civilization. It's, we are, he is drawing us to him. And as we recognize how his approach to us is personalized, that is where he starts to develop that intimate relationship, where we find out how trustworthy he is and how personal. He knows you better than you know yourself. And we say that, and yet we go, what does that mean? What does that really mean? He not only has rejuvenated your spirit being, he gave you, he created, he formed your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. So it's so, he knows you so much better than you know yourself. So he knows your wants, your needs, your dreams, your desires, because he gave them to you. And he gave them to you to draw you to him. So we've been talking about developing that intimate supernatural relationship and the different ways and how important the night seasons, getting up with him when he calls, being able to recognize, preparing ahead of time, and being available to him. And seeing the value of that night season. But it is also so important to recognize that part of that night season, it's available not only to us to commune with God, but during the night, we are also in a vulnerable position in regards to our enemies. This is why so often our dreams reflect our struggle to control a situation or our fear regarding a situation. It's because we're trying to work out, our soul is trying to work out without interference. The thing is we think that our soul is going to come up with the right answer. And it can't. Because it doesn't have all the information it needs. Your soul is learning to be in submission to your spirit. And one of the times it's doing that is during the night. But we're also struggling against our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. God's there, though. This is a potent, this is a battlefield. God is right there always with you, but so are our enemies. And this is why we talked about preparation before you sleep. Lord, if you want to come visit me, that'd be great. So we set our mind that we want to talk to God during the night. But then we've gotten to such habits that we just go to sleep when we want to get a good night's sleep. And we don't recognize that very often there are other influences during the night, and we've gotten used to them. We've gotten used to our mind racing and our thoughts and our emotions just taking off on their own. But it's also often during the night that our wounds are the most evident. Our vulnerabilities become the easy targets. But we are most available to God, so He greatly values the night seasons. And those reasons that the Lord likes to visit us at night are also the reasons that make the night seasons an excellent time for demonic activities in our lives. When we are asleep, we are most vulnerable to the enemy's suggestions. And if he can get us to believe his lies at night, we are more ready to accept them as truth in the cold light of day. So be aware that the night is a battleground, especially if you are choosing to seek the Lord on your own. You are treading into territory the enemy has illegally laid claim to. He will put up a fight. So be prepared to recognize his presence, his activity, and be prepared to exercise your authority as necessary. Over time, you may find much more going on in your life in the night seasons than you ever thought possible, which may in turn cause you to change your priorities during the day. Now, this is important and exciting stuff. This is a new venue for many people. But the Lord wants us to enjoy learning to depend on Him for this warfare as well. Now, you can't get much more personal than you and God doing battle during the night. There's not much more of an intimacy that happens than what goes on during the night. So we want to use it for all it's worth. We want to be involved and let God speak and reveal himself to us in any way he chooses. But we also recognize that because it's so valuable, there's going to be warfare for it. Now, as we recognize that, a lot of that battle is done just by recognizing that. You can use the same approach, the same techniques at night than you do during the day. Whether you're getting up at some point in time during the night, or whether you wake up, maybe you've had a bad dream and you wake up from that dream. Don't just, I need to get up, get it out of my head, and go back to sleep. Check it out. Lord, what's going on here? Is this from you? Lord, are you trying to draw my attention to something? Is there an interference here? Don't just let it go by. See, everything that's happening at night to God is no different than during the day as far as our approach to it. It's an opportunity to learn to depend on Him. So do so. God, am I supposed to do something with this? Now, sometimes our bad dreams are just bad dreams. And clearly our approach to dreams and dream interpretation is very different than most. You know, we're not going to be looking at books or symbols or any of this other stuff. We're going to go right to the source. And often dreams that appear from God, we think they're from God, aren't from Him at all. But we can be distracted by trying to interpret something that God is not saying to us. And when it comes right down to it, very often God's interpretation is not something we're going to be able to come to by ourselves. I love the example, I think it's in Habakkuk, where he sees a flame with a flaming tree, or an olive tree, I think, and two candlesticks. And the angel asks him, what does it mean? And he says, I don't know. And the angel's surprised, and it means not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And there's no way you can get that from what he sees. The point is that the dream, the vision, the revelation, the knowledge, the knocking, his calling your voice, an angel's appearance, all those things are ways God gets our attention. That's it. We start there. Lord, are you trying to get my attention? And then, Lord, what do you want to say? What do I do with this? And let Him speak to you. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, when you've had a bad dream, for instance, He may just say, yep, it's a bad dream. Go back to sleep. He's going to speak to you in language that's meaningful to you. He's going to speak to you with references that are meaningful to you in your culture, in your history, in your family language. You don't have to learn a whole new way of relating in order to relate to God. That's one of our challenges. We think that, you know, by all learning this, a new religious language, that's what's going to bring us all together. But that's not the case, because all that is a religious language. The closer you are to God, as far as your soul, the more dependent you are on God, the closer you are to others who are also dependent on God. So it's not a matter of how do we relate to what He's saying, but letting Him speak to us what He's saying. And we've got another caller from area code 501. You're on the air. How you doing today?
I'm blessed. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
I talked with you last time. This is Cliff.
Yes. I recognized your phone number.
Okay.
Do you have a question today?
No, not really. I'm just listening in and saying good morning.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the Lord's night visits. Is that something you're familiar with?
I'm sorry, say it again.
We're talking about the Lord's night visits.
Night visits.
Right. The Lord visits us at night, and how we are to take that seriously as a teaching time.
Well, I have had experiences where I woke up from a good night's sleep, maybe around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and wondering why I'm up.
Uh-huh.
That's the time that God wanted to speak to me about certain things I was going through. Because I knew it was God, because when I tried to go back to sleep on my own, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get any rest until I spoke with him. And once I did, then it was all well and done. And I got the rest of my sleep. And
good.
I felt refreshed. So I knew it was him waking me up saying, hey, we got to talk.
Now, have you taken that to the next level and gotten up with him by yourself? On your own?
By myself?
Yes. Because you can see that this is a good time for him to talk to you, right? Since that's when he's waking you up and you're recognizing him. So wouldn't it be, you know, beneficial then for you to make an appointment with him and ask him, Lord, how about if I got up with you, would you talk to me more? Rather than waiting until there's a problem, do you think maybe he wants to talk to you?
Oh,
to talk to you?
Most definitely. I mean, because when I woke up that morning, it wasn't really an actual problem I was dealing with. It was just the fact that whatever I was going through was unsettled.
Uh-huh. But that's what I'm saying is a lot of times we, you know, want him, or, you know, we recognize his involvement in our life when there's things unsettled or there's a problem or you know, things are going on. And a lot of times what he's wanting to do is, that's sort of like a knock. And he's trying to let you know that he wants to speak to you more. And that it's not just about solving your problems or dealing with what's going on with you, but that he wants to talk to you. And that that's a good time for him to talk to you, and that maybe that would be a good time to ask him if that's, and you may need to go back and look at the other questions we've been talking about, the, you know, our other series, about maybe this would be a good time to ask him, Lord, do you want me to start getting up at 2:00 and talking to you? Would you think you'd be able to do something like that?
That is very possible. And I would have no objection to that, because half the time I'm always up late anyway, so I can easily talk to him before I can go to bed, just to reconcile whatever I'm going through for that day.
Well, that's, you know, a good time, too, what we want to recognize is how important the night is to God, because that's the time when we're not trying to solve our own problems,
mm-hmm.
that we sort of shut down. And this is one of the most valuable times he has. And because you've already experienced him waking you up, you know that he's knocking on your door, okay? And you are answering. But what you want to recognize is that odds are he's coming by a lot more often than you're aware of, and you're
right.
Not there to open the door. And so he has more for you. He has more he wants to speak to you about. And if you want to hear from him, this is your opportunity to meet him, to be there, so that when he comes by, you not only have ready for his knock, you have the door open and you're waiting for him. Do you think he'd respond to that?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So you have an opportunity to not only wait until, you know, he comes, but to show him you want him to come. Guess what? That's going to make him come more frequently and more clearly and speak to you about what he wants to speak to you about, not just what's going on in your life, but what he wants to talk to you about. See, there's two sides to a relationship, not just what's going on with us or what we want to know about, but God wants us to be his friend as well, so that he can tell us what's going on from his perspective. So you've already got a great start. You've got a time frame, and you recognize his voice. So I encourage you to, and if you need to go back and look at the other series we've been talking about this, is ask him, Lord, is this something I can be doing? If I did this, would you respond? And then, of course, you know how to test you know, Lord, is that you? Because this is also, again, that area where we can be deceived, and, but it's easily dealt with, and we need to learn how to deal with it. So does that sound like something you can do?
Of course.
Okay. So I encourage you then to just check with God, you know, what if that's a good time for him. He may set you off on another time. He may, actually, I want you to do it at this time instead. But all these things are to get our attention, because he has so much more that he wants to talk to you about that we don't even know about. Okay? Well, thanks for calling in, and I look forward to talking to you again. Our time is up. So thanks all for calling in, and appreciate your time with us, that we are going to be talking again on Saturday, 9 o'clock, and we'll be going into some more questions and answers about topics that have been sent in. And if you have any questions, go ahead and email those in to Diane@wecanprepare.org, and we will see if we can get them on air. If they're personal and you want just an on-air, you just want a question in on personal, just signify that too. And it, hopefully you'll be able to tell that I don't make things personal on those Saturday call open line when we address the questions and answers. So if you do have a personal issue or a specific question you don't want others to hear about, that's no problem. You can still, you know, I'll keep that personal and private. But I do appreciate hearing from so many of you that this has been encouraging to you. It's always encouraging to me to hear from you that it's encouraging. So I appreciate hearing from you. And also be sure to visit our blog at wecanprepare.org. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great rest of the week.